Welcome to our next session for defining your business. We are going to talk about when you are going to consider the money you received for your vacation rental as revenue, as an income. Processing revenue is one of the most exciting aspects of the vacation rental management business because you are getting paid. The method you use when receiving guest payments and distributing funds to the owner is unique to your business. As an owner, when you're going to consider that money you received as income. So when do you consider it as an income? First night, last, departure date, partial period, or the payment date. So let's take the first night. The first night method uses the guest arrival date as the posting date. When you follow this process, rental income is distributed when the guest arrives. When choosing this method, you should be fairly certain that the guest will complete their stay in the same unit. It is a challenge sometimes because the guest may, for one reason or the other, cancel their stay or cut their stay short. The last night method uses the last night of the stay as the posting date. This method is considered more conservative because it reduces the possibility that funds will be shown as income before the rental agreement terms have been completed. Departure date. This method uses the last night plus one. With this method, revenue is reflected until the guest has actually left the premises. Partial period. This method allows the user to split the revenue across monthly boundaries. For example, if a booking spans for 2 months, the revenue associated with the current processing month will allocate as income. The balance will process in the following period. For example, if that person is renting for June and July, then the money received for June will be reflected in the June reports. The payment processing method, which we do not like to see that or reflect as income, but it's your choice. This method allows you to post and distribute revenue as soon as payment is received. This could include partial payments or payment in full. For example, if a guest pays a deposit several months prior to arrival, it could be reflected as an income. This method is more suited for long-term rentals. So the question arises, when do you receive money from online reservation sites? Are you using online reservations? The second question is, when do you pay the owner? When do you want to reflect the money received as income? Make sure you do answer these two questions, which is going to help you in defining your business and applying it into QuickBooks. Well, if you have any questions, do let us know. We recommend you follow a last night or departure date method for processing your revenues. Refer to the chapter on guest charges in our guide for more details. Hope you have a wonderful day. So long till our next session on defining your business.